difficult challenge because they have so many different ways they can attack you.
Kickoff is set at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at Darrell K. Royal Stadium in Austin. And the Texas Rangers are on their way to losing their fifth straight ball game as they currently trail the Red Sox 2-0 in the top of the ninth. Red Sox closer Keith Foulke is on trying to pick up his 26th save of the year. And Pedro Martinez had a nice night as well, shutting down the Rangers offense, going 7 innings, allowing only 4 hits and striking out 9 batters. Their loss tonight will put Texas 7 games back of Boston in the wildcard race and possibly 6.5 back of Oakland in the West as the A's lead Toronto 5-4 in the 8th inning at Sky Dome. This ticket ticker is service of AutoZone. Hurry into AutoZone and pick up 12 quarts of Valvoline motor oil. You'll get up to $10 back in free gasoline by mail-in rebate. See stores for details. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 9:10. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus nights 8 to 11 right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK Sherman Denison. KTDK Sanger. Wake up with eggs, toast, and hot sports opinions baked fresh daily. Dunham and Miller, tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
8:58 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Big Dick. This is the P1 Wild Ass Circus, our P1 guest host in studio. Adam, the P1 handicapper, he's here along with Gary and Kevin and Pro Pot Jeff. Of course, the P1 Hey Man What's Up Rodeo Round 3. Coming up at 9:10, round three has been mired in controversy over the last 48 hours, so no telling what we should expect there. But we know what to expect out of the guy who joins us on our guest line right now, and that's Cowboys football consistency and an occasional country classic that he sings for you. Here he is. It's our P1 WAC Cowboys correspondent back for another great year. Let's say hello to the legendary Ray Stone. Hello, Ray.
Hello, Richard. Glad to hook up with you all tonight. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the season. We got some holes to fill, but I tell you what, I like Parcells' coaching, and I tell you what, I hope he stays around for a long, long time.
Now, Ray, before we get into Cowboys football, I want to fuss at you for a second.
Yeah.
Because you, just like my grandmother would fuss at me if I didn't call her because you gave me a scare. We couldn't find you.
Oh.
So you moved.
I moved.
You're not in some sort of trouble, are you? You're not on the run. Okay.
I tell you what, I'm relocated and happy, and I'm still alive and kicking and looking forward to the season.
Good. Now, we're going to be carrying the Ray Stone Cowboys Football Report every night at 9:10, just like we did last year, to bring you Ray's unique insight into the team. Well, let's talk about what we've seen in the preseason so far. Most recently, last night, the Cowboys win 24-20, but still some questions around the running game. It looks like so far this risk that we've taken on Eddie George really hasn't panned out to be much. What do you think about that?
Well, right, I tell you what, we got to be patient with Eddie George. I think he's going to help us a lot. He hasn't shown what he's shown in past years, and that's expected. He's older, but I think he's going to come around, Richard. And I think Julius Jones will get his head straight and come around. And the running game, we got to have that. And, of course, we're tickled to death, as you know, to have Larry Allen back. Gosh, he looks like the old Larry Allen now, and he's happy with the Cowboys. There are some pluses, but there are some minuses on this football team.
Ray, you've covered the team for many, many years, and you've seen all different kinds of coaching styles. And, of course, since Bill Parcells has come in, a lot has been made of his sort of throwback style to, you know, hard knocks coaching. And we've had a couple of instances in just this last week that have sort of lent themselves to speculation on that. One that comes to mind was Julius Jones in Monday's game sort of, you know, being asked to play through an injury or maybe wanting to come out of the game, and Parcells kept feeding him the ball. And then, of course, last night, Steven Peterman, who tore his ACL after he left the game and then re-entered. What do you think so far of that kind of coaching style, and do you think that that ever backfires on an old-school coach that maybe he works the guys too hard?
Well, I don't think, Richard, that he works them too hard. This is a savvy coach. We're blessed to have him, you know, with the Cowboys. And the way he coaches, I think, is fine. I think it's going to pay off for us here. Maybe I don't think this year, but more than likely next year or the follow-on year. He has, Richard, here's the thing about Parcells, and we didn't have it with Switzer, and we didn't have it with Chan Gailey, and we didn't have it with David. But he has authority, and he told Jerry Jones, I've got to have authority to coach his football team, and he has that authority. He's the guy, he's the final authority on who says who will play and who will sit and who walk the streets. And since Jimmy Johnson, Jerry didn't give that authority to the coaches. So I'm happy to have Bill Parcells. I like what he's doing. You're going to have injuries. You can't get away from that. This thing with Julius Jones is in his head. He's got to play solid football. This is the National Football League. This is the top of the game here. And you're going to have little nicks and bruises, and things are going to muddle up your mind. But you've got to learn to get that out of your head quick and get it out of your body quick. Bill Parcells will not tolerate it.
P1 WAC correspondent to the Cowboys, Ray Stone, joining us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hi, Ray. This is Adam. I have a question for you regarding our running game again.
Sure, Adam.
Do you feel that the combination of Eddie George and Mr. Jones will surpass the number of yards that Hamburg had last year?
Oh, you don't know. We don't know that enough about Julius Jones, and we also know that Eddie George is not the Eddie George of years ago. It's hard to say. I think it was a good move to get rid of Troy Hamburg. I'll tell you that much. Troy didn't know how to dodge the tacklers, and he was easily knocked down. I wish he had been the runner like Earl Campbell was. Gosh, Earl Campbell was really... I remember one time Cliff Harris said, I hit Earl Campbell in the thighs, and I lay on the ground thinking the flesh was going to fall off of my bones.
Oh, my.
But Hamburg didn't do that, and he's gone. And, gosh, I got my fingers crossed. I'm counting on these two runners, George. And also, I'll tell you, the young kid did well at Notre Dame, and I think he's going to do fine with the Cowboys. He's got to get his head screwed on right, though.
Just a quick follow-up. With no running game, do you think Testaverde can survive the full season?
That's going to be tough. That's going to be very tough because I'm afraid he's going to get hurt. He knows how to move around. He's got the good arm. He's got the savvy. But I tell you, we've got to they've really got to protect him. He's 40-some-odd years, 41 or so. We've seen some good football from him. We saw some good football from Tony Romo. But I think we're set at quarterback. And when I say set at quarterback, I mean with Testaverde and with Romo and with Drew Henson. I don't think another quarterback will come in unless there's an injury that knocks someone out for the year.
P1 WAC Cowboys correspondent Ray Stone joining us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, hello, Ray. This is Jerry. Going back to the running game, one more question. I thought, you know, the slim down... 20, Richie Anderson. What do you think about him this year?
Wasn't he a difference the other night?
Yes.
I tell you, Richie, that losing those extra pounds makes a big difference. He's got a quick start. He's faster, a good football player. I tell you, he is. I think he'll do well for the Cowboys this year, and it made a big difference. It made a big difference when he lost the weight.
Well, you also had the contribution of Rashard Lee. I mean, where do you make the cut, Ray? What do you think?
It's not going to, you know, about the time you stick your neck out and guess, you've missed it by a mile.
Uh-huh.
Bill Parcells has his, he knows probably about half of them that's going to go, and very quickly, and they've probably already been advised or getting close to being advised. But it's not an easy task, and they're going to be looking at what happens to other teams, the players that they're going to be releasing. I don't think they're going to find a cornerback. That's what's scary. And Randy Moss is facing us, you know, next Sunday week, that is. And the Vikings had the best offense in the National Football League this year. And they haven't stutter-stepped this year. They are a good, solid offensive football team. And we're hurting at cornerback. We're hurting at cornerback. And we're not there yet. Bill Parcells had a lot of work to do, but I tell you what, I wouldn't want it in anybody else's hands except Bill Parcells.
Well, let's take a phone call for Ray here at 214-787-1310 or pound 1310 on your cell. All the way from L.A., it's Hollywood Phil. He listens on the Internet. Phil, you're on with P1 White Cowboys correspondent Ray Stone.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Big Dick. How are you doing?
Hello.
Miss you guys.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, listen, I got a question for you, Ray. I actually, it was kind of interesting. I realized what a genius Jerry Jones was because, you know, he's broadcasting the games in Spanish from coast to coast, and so a lot of the stations are picking them up. So I watched it in Spanish last night. And but I was watching about the fourth quarter. I was about half asleep, and all of a sudden I noticed that, was it my imagination, or did that punter stand on his own 10-yard line and put it in the air to the Kansas City 19-yard line?
Well, I hate to say this, but I was watching the convention last night.
Oh, Ray.
So I didn't get to see that, but I'll tell you what, starting tomorrow morning, I'm going to be right close to the Cowboys and Bill Parcells. No,
oh,
I was
Ray.
Watching the convention. I apologize.
I'm going to get you a TiVo unit. I got to explain to you the technology of how I watched both. I have a feeling I'll have to do for you what I do with my grandmother, which is go over and program the thing. But I'm going to get you a TiVo unit,
okay?
There you
go. There you go.
All right, Ray. Well, listen, we look forward to continuing things with you this football season. We had such success last year. And every weeknight that we do the show, of course, at 9:10 will be the Ray Stone Cowboys Football Report, his daily update on the state of the Cowboys. And we'll be talking to you very soon, talking some more Cowboys here. All right, Ray?
You betcha. Hey. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be, I think, it's going to be a good season, not a great season. But give Parcells room and give him the authority. This is what Jerry Jones has finally done, is given him the authority. Bill asked for it. That's the only way he would come. And he has the authority now. And a great coach. And he has some talent that he can build from. It's going to be an exciting year. And this is the Dallas Cowboys. They're still America's team.
Ray, real quick, how's your country singing career going? You doing any gigs?
No, not really. I had some fun with that CD, and I used to have a country music program in San Antonio, a television program, many years ago, and it's been a lot of fun. I still have my guitars handy, and I take them out, and I can stay hidden, you know, in the living room. But I enjoy country music very much, and I enjoy the old style of Eddie Arnold, Marty Robbins, and so forth, and Jim Reeves, that bunch, really more than I do the current crop.
Well, Ray, we're going to have to get together and jam again. Maybe
we'll do that.
Maybe we can find an opportunity to play a little gig here or there.
You betcha, Richard.
All right, Ray, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
All righty.
All right. There goes Ray Stone, alive and well. Fortunately, we found him. He just moved. But he's okay. All right, he'll be bringing us the Cowboys football report again this year, every weeknight at 9:10. All right, coming up next, it is time to kick off round 3 of the P1 Hey Man What's Up Rodeo on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeehaw.